It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Everyone looks forward to packing a bag and getting away. While it's your time to relax, vacations are not the time to let your guard down completely. In fact, you may need to be even more vigilant. Here to offer travel safety tips is our travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme, a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. She tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Hey, New Girl.
Hey, how are you?
Better safe than sorry, right? That said, should we really be concerned about our safety when traveling either at home or abroad?
You know, I think it depends upon the place. Chances are that you're going to be fine. You want to be smart about it. You want to avoid conflict zones. You want to avoid risky behavior. But the chances that something is going to go wrong while you're away, very low.
Let's talk planes, trains, and automobiles first. That's a great movie, by the way. I've often heard that most auto accidents occur within a mile of the driver's home. So should we worry?
Well, I mean, right there, you've got the proof in the pudding. Statistics are that you will be safer while you're away. And the percentage of plane and train accidents is so small that I don't think it's a legitimate concern. What I will say is this. With road trip season, you know, spring and summer about to kick off, you just want to keep a couple things in mind. You want to be mindful of weather. If there are weather conditions that would impact your travel, you know, plan accordingly. Go to an audio GPS. Most smartphones have that available now. That'll keep you from looking at your phone. And the other reason you shouldn't look at your smartphone is because you shouldn't be texting and driving. So if you do the right things, I think you'll be fine. We just have to be sensible when we get in the car.
We've heard a lot in recent months about cruise line safety, of course, and what with the cruise ship that ran aground in Italy, and more recently a Carnival cruise line ship that lost power and left a literal boatload of passengers drifting at sea for days in increasingly squalid conditions. How likely is that scenario? Should we avoid cruises for the time being?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's like when there's a two or three plane accidents at the same time, suddenly people think, oh, I shouldn't be flying. It's not safe. And yet it is so safe on balance. So I don't think you should have that deter you. Still, the percentage of accidents in the cruise industry is relatively small, but that's a personal choice for everyone. And you also have to keep in mind that you have to read the fine print when you take a cruise. You have a very limited recourse. That said, Carnival Cruise Lines, which has been the one having the problems of late, and they are a big player in the industry. They own so many different lines, is offering some amazing deals right now. I just got an email this morning where they have slashed prices. So while some people may be concerned with the recent incident in the Caribbean, you're going to get a great deal right now.
Since spring break is almost upon us, I'm sure it's hard for parents of high school and college kids to forget the story, the tragic story of Natalie Holloway, the young lady who vanished in Aruba on a high school graduation trip. How can we best protect our children when they're traveling?
Well, I think you want to talk to them. You want to have a plan. You want to be sure you have their phone numbers, their friends' phone numbers. You want to have them travel in a group and hopefully stick together when they're traveling. They need to be smart wherever they go. They need to, you know, watch the drinking, especially if they're on, you know, spring break type of travel like that. And I think the bottom line with any parent, and speaking as a parent, you have to be willing to parent. If your kids don't seem mature enough or ready to handle the experience of traveling on their own or even with friends, just don't pay the freight. You know, then they just don't go.
Are there specific travel destinations you would avoid right now?
Well, and we've talked about this a little bit recently. I think I would avoid Mexican border towns, certainly in some towns in the interior. There have been some issues, you know, with, you know, drugs and police corruption and whatnot. The Middle East is still very unstable as well. Areas like Egypt and North Africa, I think you have to be very careful right now. A place like Beijing, if you are going to go to Asia, think Shanghai, because the air quality in Beijing right now is scary bad. Those things are certainly destinations that are top of mind that may not be on your list in 2013.
And if there was one big key to staying safe when traveling, what would it be?
I think it's just being very heads up, just doing the smart thing. Don't be showy. Don't be the ugly American when you're traveling. Just be smart. Be heads up about your surroundings and how you carry yourself.
Elaine LaBalme, going all serious on us, but hey, we understand. It's an important thing to go over with people, and we appreciate it.
It's very important. You bet.
Elaine LaBalme, our travel contributor, is contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City, and she tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, with increasing speculation that Mayor Ravenstahl might be making a major announcement, we'll be following that story and have all the latest details for you tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.